Good morning. We're continuing Chayadim Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Klal Yudalo, the Lachos of Dosh. We're discussing making ice. And we're learning Simeon Aleph, which deals with these issues. One last point I want to say over here. Rav Falk was the Halacha Rebbe in Gateshead Seminary. And he's a Mechaber of multiple Svarim. He has in Hilchos Shabbos a set of, now it's printed in four volumes, from Feldheim, called Zohar Vishomer. And in the first volume, he talks about the Malacha of Dosh. He clarifies an important point over here. He quotes this primarily from Chubas to Chubas Svarim, that this issue where a person is going to convert something, like making water into ice, something of that sort, where it's happening not actively, but passively. The person's not actively changing it. It's happening passively. He's just putting it into the freezer, and then it's going to freeze. That's only problematic if it's just done in conjunction with a halachic change. But a case where it's not done by yadayim, it's not actively doing it. He's just sort of somewhat causing it to happen. It's causative, and the change is not halachically significant. So then it's not usur. Because he didn't actively do it, and he didn't really change it. So this plays out. There's a halachic difference in halacha between water when it is in the liquid state, it's considered a mashka automatically. And in the solid state, the person has to decide if he wants to use it as a mashka or not. So they're not exactly the same halachically. There's a difference between the two in the halachic realm. So this change, albeit that it happens gradually, and it happens through a causative situation. He doesn't do it directly. Since the result is significant, that's where we have this argument. In a case where something happens, and that level of input of the person is just putting it in the freezer and it's happening, and the item is something which halakhically does not change status, so then there's no issue to do that on Shabbos. He quotes this primarily from the Sefer Mitzvah LaChochma and the Maria Asad, to Chashem Apoiskim. So he says the following. A person is making ices for Shabbos. So let's say a person made ices for Shabbos, and he took them out to serve them, and then they defrosted. He wants to refreeze them. See, if the primary ingredient is something like water, so that's going to be a significant issue, because we say water in its melted state is mashka, and water in its frozen state, a person has to make a decision what he wants to use it for, what status it has. So that changes its halachic status. But let's say you have people make a parva ice cream, not a sorbet, but you know, where it's fruit and water, but they use eggs and Rich's Whip and these type of things. So these type of items, egg, sugar, a cream, even when they were in a liquid state, they're considered an oichel, not a mashka. So it comes out going from the liquid state to the semi-solid state, to the solid state, is not considered a halachic change because it remains an oichol even in its liquid form. So putting it into the freezer to freeze it will not be usur because it's happening by itself. The person is just causative. He's not actively involved in the process of changing it. And the change is insignificant. It's a minor change. Combination of the two is going to be a mutzah to do that. Doing it by hand, or the person actively doing it, that's going to be usur. So if a person takes ice cream out of the freezer and wants to allow it to melt, so that's going to be, is going to be mutter. But if a person actively trying to speed up the process of causing it to melt, that's going to be a problem. In that conjunction, if a person wants to pour a little bit of water on the, say, the outside of the ice cream container to loosen the ice cream from the container, since the small amount which comes out is not significant, and the person is not trying to cause some of it to melt, he just wants to loosen it, so that case is not a problem. But to cause large amounts to melt would be a problem, because the person here is doing it actively, taking it out of the freezer and putting it, and the room is not considered an active action either. That's going to be mutter. What is the status of the items once they change? So is something which is a from a level of Noilat, is that Osir and Shabbos? We pass in Noilat, is not Osir and Shabbos. Some opinions disagree. We pass in Noilat, is not Osir and Shabbos. So really, in case a person takes ice cubes out of the freezer, puts them into a cup with no water in it, which he should not have done, and now it melts, one is allowed to use that water. Shmuel Zalman just says, since water is so easily available, it would be preferable not to get involved in this machloikis and not use the water, but really make sure that a person could use this defrosted item. So we touched on 2 points today, the issue of making ice cream from food stuffs other than the water, and we discuss now on this other issue of what's the status of the case where the ice melted regards to the lachos of Noilat. Important to point out that even when Paschal Noilat is on Usher and Shabbos, this again, this is a muksa issue, it's not an active issue, it's not the action. It's this, what is the lachos status of this result? It's a Noilat, it's a new thing, so it's going to be muksa. Even though we pass on, there's no din Noilat by Shabbos, Mikra Din, there is a din Noilat by Yom Tov. In this regard, Yom Tov is more chomer than Shabbos. So even if a person would be mekel to drink the water from the ice cubes which melted on their own, on Shabbos one should refrain from doing so on Yom Tov. Have a good day.